So this is the third meeting we have organized in the last years. We are trying to gather each 2 years the delegates that are in charge in each bishop's conference in Europe with a dialogue with the Muslims. We know that in Europe the dialogue with the Muslims is very locally, because it's very different if you go to Albanian or if you go to German. But even if you go to Germany or France or England, the realities are very different. And so we try to put these people together, the Catholics, members of the bishops' conferences who are in charge, the persons who are in charge with this dialogue, so that they can share one way or the other several topics that are more urgent or more important for their task, for their dialogue, and also so that they can share what they have already done, the documents, the experiences, the problems, and help one another. It's very interesting to see that there have been several developments in the friendship between these people, and so I think it's also a very fruitful thing. This time, concretely, we have two main topics or two main aims. One is to verify the importance of to put together and to see how to put together dialogue and announce. There have been in 1991 a document from the Congregation of the Propaganda Fide and the Pontifical Council for the Dialogue Interreligious, a document on what is the dialogue and the proclamation and the announce of our faith. How can we gather and keep both alive, if we can say? And this will put together the second topic, that is the question of the identity among the young people in Europe, Muslims and Christians, and mostly those who live together. There are in Europe nowadays several places where people, families, Catholic families or Christian families and Muslim families live near, or they are neighbors. And so there are lots of discussions nowadays how the Christians and the Catholics will assume their own identity with convictions, with joy, but also with openness to the others. But at the same time, it's important to verify how the young Muslims are also doing this work of identities. And there are several problems, of course, both sides, and we want to study a little bit with the help of the Professor Brigitte Maréchal from Louvain University, who has already studied and made several research on this topic. And finally, we will do a round table to see in each country what are the new questions, not necessarily the more important or the more urgent, but what are the new questions that have been arising from in the dialogue between Muslims and Christians.
What kind of progress do you think has been made in this area? Because, as you say, there has been a lot of work done on this over recent years. The situation is very different in many of the European countries, and yet you've been studying this, haven't you, for a number of years now?
I think the more important thing is we know better now each other, but it's still long. We have still a long way to do. Right? So Christians must understand Islam and the Muslims, and the Muslims must know the Christianity in freedom and opening. And this knowing each other brings out also the problem of knowing myself and my identity and my traditions and my religions and my faith. So I think this is still something that we have to do, but it's already something done in this direction. Another thing I think it's very important nowadays is we more or less know that people, even if not very formally, but they dialogue, they live together. There are lots of cultures with places in the cities and the suburbs where people live nearby. So people have a common life and a common preoccupations in this economic crisis. So I think there is lots of multicultural experiences well succeeded. Of course, with this crisis, in economic crisis that becomes also a social crisis, there are dangers, because people without job, without stability, can also become more easily radicalized of their own identity. What we think it's our task is to promote, and our task, I say post-pastoral task, is to promote the dialogue on the life, so that people can live together and meet one another and knowing one another in freedom, so that also they can put their faith on dialogue and announce their own faith. And this, I think it's important to have these distinctions. Doctrinal and religious dialogue, they are for the experts. But another thing is the dialogue on life. And this is, there is good experience, but also very dangerous problems. And we have to be very carefully touching these kind of things.